huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I have a request. It's more for you than it is for me. It's almost a plea, and that is please stop watching the news. Everyone you talk to thinks they know everything about this virus or the budget. Or Brexit, when in reality, they know nothing. We have no idea what we're being fed. We have no idea what's a fact and what's not. We have no idea what is being, what we're being indoctrinated with. I believe the media, forgive me if you feel I'm being a bit skeptical, but I believe the media's interest is to sell their media. And I believe that the best way to sell that is through fear and panic. And, you know, how many times do you read in the front page of a publication, a dog saved from drowning, or a really nice positive story, which, by the way, those stories happen thousands and thousands of times a day. Of course, deaths do too. I'm not saying that we should ignore the cruelty and the darkness of the world. I'm definitely not saying that. But how does reading and watching the news and feeding your mind with negativity and occupying your space with darkness and depression and fear, which probably isn't true anyway, how does that serve you? I don't think it does. What benefit is it giving you? Now, some people say, oh, well, I need to know what's going on in the world. Well, scroll down Facebook for 5 minutes a day. Clean your feed. Make sure you have the credible sources and people on your feed. Clean it so you're not just seeing conjecture. And then scroll down your feed for 5 minutes. Or ask someone who watches the news a lot, what's going on? Like my business partner, Mark Homer, he likes to stay in touch with all the stuff in the news and the media, especially the markets. And, you know, he tells me what's happening in the markets and how much it's dropped. But I'm seeing so much free, bad advice. There's a saying I love, free advice is worth every penny. And, you know, I remember, a couple of weeks ago when the stock market had its first big drop. And loads of people came into my Facebook group going, oh, you've got to get in the stock market now. Oh, it's crashed. And then it dropped again. And then it dropped again, which is very likely to happen if you think about it from a common sense point of view. So that was terrible advice. And it came from someone who had no idea what they were talking about because everyone's got an opinion on a social media group. Now, I'm all for people, you know, creating good debate and we all have to start somewhere and we all have to build our business and that's okay. But you've got to be so freaking careful what you listen to and what you feed in your mind. Now, I believe the biggest cancer to your success is the noises and the voices and the fear and the chaos and the arguments and the panic in your mind. So, you know, when you have an argument with someone in your head, you know, for a whole day, or you read something about a quarantined country and it makes you really panic about your business. Now, these emotions are essentially reactions to our environment to help us through to safety, to warn us through, you know, risk and threat in the form of cortisol and fear and panic and stress hormones. or to, you know, give us positive emotions as feedback that we're safe. And of course, all the media triggers all the fear and survival chemicals in us. And we're getting this constant stress release. And I think that's really damaging to your health, your wellness, your well-being, your progress, your success, your happiness, your fulfillment, your productivity. Now, what I'm not saying is, hey, let's all just meditate together. Let's do a group collective meditation. And let's meditate away the virus. And let's meditate away the recession. And let's meditate the millions. I'm not saying that. I'm not hippie about this. By the way, I'm not a critic of attraction, and I'm definitely working on that more. But I just want you to know that I'm not saying be an ostrich and get in denial about it. Not watching the news is not being in denial. It is protecting your mind from indoctrination and negativity and, you know, and falsehood and fear and the constant triggering and the stress. Because if you need to know what's going on in the world, you can ask someone who's relatively balanced and neutral and credible. For 5 minutes, they can give you an update if you need it. You save hours of cortisol and stress release. You save hours of thoughts occupying your head. You empty your mind, and then you can go, right, what's the solution? What's the new business model to combat the virus? Maybe I should go into hand gel and toilet rolls. You know, what am I, how can I pivot quickly? How can I create a plan? How can I not just survive, but thrive in a changing, challenging world? I reckon if you have really negative people, people who want you to lose, people who are holding you back all the time, you know, the peck, what are you doing? You know, I reckon you'd probably, you know, relinquish those people from your life. You would probably liberate them to liberate yourself. That would be smart. So why don't you do the same with the news? But honestly, I'm talking to so many people like they are running a country, like they know governmental policy, like they know what's going on, you know, from the roots. They have no idea. They've read it in a shitty, you know, newspaper, which is not interested in facts at all. And I think you should replace that with solutions, strategies, talking to mentors, talking to, you know, people who are succeeding in this time, reading brilliant books, listening to great audiobooks, listening to podcasts, you know, planning your succession and your crisis management plan, and what you can do and staying healthy and positive, not happy clappy, but, you know, glass half full and productive and proactive. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know. Something that a lot of people don't know about me is that I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. Now, their new supporter program is rivaling Netflix and Patreon. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. I felt really privileged that Facebook have selected me, one of only a few people in the world. So I wanted to make the supporter program the single best supporter program in the whole of the world. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only ask me anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. We have done dozens of supporter events. So my supporters get 10% off the best price of everything. Someone just went in one of our WhatsApp groups and said, I've been paying $3.49 a month for just a few months and I just saved 800 quid. That's like 10 years on the supporter program. These supporters are disruptive. They are going places. It's like being part of an inner circle mastermind membership. Now, you know, I rarely run ads on my podcast, but I think this is so important if you want the best content. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. By the way, when you empty your mind, ideas come to you. When your mind is full of arguments and debates and criticism and defence and media hype and fear, it's full. And when it's full, you can't have new ideas that come to you. So emptying your mind, I believe one of the biggest stressors is, you know, this cortisol release from our reaction to our environment, which is overly one-sided in the favour of the negative. And in reality, nothing is all one-sided. So this, if this virus kicks in, then some businesses are going to thrive and some are going to survive and some are going to fail. If there's a recession, you buy cheaper properties. You can get into the stock market much cheaper. But of course, some businesses are going and entrepreneurs are going to lose their shirt. If the playing field is leveled, like, you know, if a field of crops is leveled off, then the soil is, you know, liberated and re-fertile for new growth. So are you able to see the upsides in this situation? Because if you can't see any of the upsides, then you're imbalanced in the negative, and it's probably through indoctrination, through fear and panic and media and people. So you've got to block it off. What benefit does it do for you watching the news? What do you get out of it? Well, you don't get accuracy. So what is it that the benefit that you get? And if you can find out what the benefit is, then you can replace it. So if you like being educated, educate yourself on something more accurate or more positive or more, you know, entrepreneurial or productive. If it's habit, change the habit. Replace it with something else. I used to be addicted somewhat to energy pre-workout drinks. So I replaced that with green tea. And that used to make me feel edgy. So I replaced that with coffee. So if it's just an addiction or a routine, replace it with something else. Put a podcast on, an audiobook on, or an educational YouTube video on. I can't see the benefit at all. And, you know, there are sources which are more factual, so go to those sources. If you feel that current affairs is important to you and your business, by the way, if you're in business, then knowing what's going on in the business world and, the tax changes and the budget changes, that's important. But that's facts. You know, when there's a budget and there's actual changes, i.e. the base rate goes down or entrepreneurs' relief goes down, that's a fact. And you can find that out. And that's not sort of the media indoctrination. So you can filter through and find the facts. You've got to get to the facts. Not saying don't know what's going on in your industry. Cool. So sorry about the rant. I thought it was really important. And for me, the biggest liberator of time is mind space. The biggest consumption of time is mind space. The biggest cause of stress is mind space. And the biggest liberator of freedom and happiness is mind space. So it's what your mind is full with. Is your mind full with gratitude and positivity and solutions and connections and energy and growth? Or is your mind full of negativity, destruction, chaos and fear? Danny's just hit me up with 500 stars. I want to say thank you, Danny, for your 500 stars. If you hit me up with 500 stars, you can get a shout out to your business, your brand, your podcast, you know, whatever it is that you promote or you do, your Facebook group. So just letting you know that. And Danny, thank you for your 500 stars. So for me, that's that. Business is not changing for me. I've got a crisis management plan in place. I've got a pivot plan in place. But other than that, I'm carrying on doing what I'm doing until things dramatically change, until they actually change. Not someone says that it's going to happen when it hasn't happened. Everyone seems to be able to be a predictor of the future, except no one can predict the future. Andy Lampard, thank you, Andy, 500 stars. So he's got a podcast launch party on the 26th of April. Manisha Latour, who has a coaching academy. She helps people through serviced accommodation. So thank you for those. And by the way, if you're watching the replay, you can still get on the notification list and you can still give me a shout out. Just put your link and a bit about what you do in this thread. My social media has actually gone on a bit of an explosion recently. I'm getting, at the moment, about 2,000 to 3,000 new followers a week over the last sort of 2 weeks, probably nearer the 3,000 organically, no Facebook ads, no paid ads. So something is going on and exploding to a certain degree, relatively for me. When I say exploding, I'm not getting a billion views, but for me, I mean, I normally get 2,000 to 6,000 new followers a month organically, and now I'm getting that in a week. So that's just good reach for you. If you want to shout out for your stars, just hit me up with 500 stars. You get massive reach on my profiles. It's just something I'm doing as a trial to see if we can have a little win-win. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, don't risk anything, you risk everything.